Pogbot.ai. Pogbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. American culture has a wide variety of expressions and includes a wide range of ethnic, religious, political, religious, and religious traditions. In many parts of the world, especially in the United States, there is also a strong sense of being an immigrant country in American culture. The U.S. Census Bureau officially recognizes six races for statistical purposes, but the largest combination is white, black. Nearly one-third of all Asians in the U.S. live in states with populations of at least 1 million, and a significant proportion of the population is Asian American, comprising about 1.5 million white Americans and about 2 million Asian Americans. Additionally, there are 29,184,290 white Hispanics and 7,487,133 are reportedly multiracial, with non-Hispanic whites making up the majority in 45 states. About 1 in 5 Americans said they were white, while 7.7% were described as multiracial. Mestizo are not a racial category in the U.S. Census, but are of European, American, or Indian descent. On average, less than 5% of African Americans identified themselves as African Americans during the 2000 census. According to the 2010 United States Census, more than one-fifth of African Americans chose to identify as a different race. Hispanic and Latino Americans of all races constitute the largest ethnic minority in the United States. The largest continental ancestry of Americans are Europeans descended from the original people of Europe. Overall, European Americans as a large group had a larger share of the U.S. population than any other ethnic or racial group. The Massachusetts Bay Colony was founded by English Puritans, Irish, English, and Quakers, and several of the original 13 colonies were founded with settlers who wanted to practice their own religion without discrimination. Today, nearly 4 million Indian Americans live in the United States, and more than 700,000 U.S. citizens live in India. About 130,000 American citizens, many of them retirees, live outside the country, and more than 700,000 American citizens visit Costa Rica each year. At the same time, face-to-face contact is widespread. 250,000 U.S. citizens live in the Philippines, and 600,000 Americans live outside the Philippines. An estimated 4 million Filipinos, most of whom are U.S. citizens, U.S. citizens or dual citizens, live in the United States. According to the American Red Cross, 3 million Filipinos and Americans are earmarked for typhoon relief and another 3.5 million for disaster relief. This is the first time in the history of the United States that such a large number of Americans and Filipinos are in contact with each other. Americans have migrated to many places around the world, including the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, and many other countries. This melting pot model is evident in the United States, as the melting pot model shows. Spanish is Puerto Rico's official language, American Samoa and Guam recognize Samoan and Chamorro, the Northern Mariana Islands recognize Carolingian Shammers, and several island regions officially recognize English as their mother tongue. At the federal level, English, Spanish, French, Portuguese, Chinese, Japanese, Arabic, Italian, Korean, Philippine, Vietnamese, Thai, Indian, Gujarati, and Chinese are official languages. Spanish is the official language in Puerto Rico and English in Guam, Samoa, Tonga, Guam, and Samoa. We have diplomats who enter buildings around the world and they are respected because they have the confidence and confidence of the American people. We are not perfect and do not have all the answers, but we are mainly responsible for influencing many of the world's problems. That makes us proud to be American, and why so many people in this world have given everything to become American. Our trade policy will have to answer very clearly how it will grow the American middle class, create new and better jobs, and benefit only those in our economy who already work for us. To do this, we need the right policies to be adopted in Congress to urge the President to work to steer the global economy that truly benefits the American people. The American economy will be saved, and we will begin to fight back. It is an ambitious but achievable plan that will help more people in more places live with dignity and leave the United States as the strongest home in the world. The history of our time will have been a history of peace, prosperity, security, and equality. The extension and extension of the additional weeks under the Unemployment Insurance Emergency Program will ensure that some 5 million Americans continue to receive assistance in the coming months. These funds will enable states and local governments to provide stable housing to some 200,000 individuals and families by providing funds for the president's plan to end homelessness and make housing a right for all Americans. We will fight for a diverse world in which we operate, and we will build a national security force that reflects America and its diversity, because diversity is a strength that few countries can match. This is all for today, guys. My name is Marion and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Backquote and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.